What it's about is reminding the government of the commitment they made following last year's budget, that they would reopen all the beds in Letterkenny Hospital's short-stay ward, and they would ensure that the recruitment of nurses commenced immediately. That was the assurance we got last year, and what we actually got was, instead of 20 beds reopening, we had funding for 5 beds. So in this budget, they need to sort this out. We have a beds crisis in the hospital where people are waiting long hours in the emergency department. They're going into a trolley or a bed in an inappropriate ward. We also have operations cancelled every day where the hospital waiting lists for thousands of people across Donegal are growing all the time. So that's the impact of not having enough beds and nurses in that hospital. It's outrageous that they haven't reopened these 20 beds already.
Is there any hope that this will be added to this year's budget? Because it is very evident that this is still adding to the trolley crisis.
If you have a beds crisis in a hospital and you've closed 20 beds, and that building, and we're told this by the hospital management, that they can very quickly reopen those beds once the resources are provided to them. It is completely outrageous and unacceptable, particularly when in the days that followed the budget, on Highland Radio, you had senior government ministers committing to getting this job done. So the money, we understand, had been allocated. We just need it to be done this year now. And indeed, we need to see evidence that they're trying to recruit the nurses and they're engaging with the hospital management. So I've decided to call them out, to put up the billboards around the area of the hospital and to put as much pressure as I can on the back of the petition from last year. We got thousands of people across Donegal to sign that petition last year. So we're going to keep the pressure on until the government keeps their word.